Hello and welcome to the Raising Karen podcast, where we curate resources for parents raising children with disabilities. So guys, on today's episode 110, I chat with Leanne Pierce, who is part of Pre-Employment Transition Services. Leanne works closely with Ashley Roberts, who is part of Vocational Rehab. So jump over to episode 105, which was about 5 episodes back, and be sure to check out Ashley's episode as well. This 2-part series on vocational rehab really speaks to the value offered by this service to students with disabilities. As always, remember the information provided on this podcast is just that, it's information only. And if you seek advice for your specific situation, to always contact a trained professional. Today's episode is brought to you by Teletherapy Services, physical therapy that gets you into motion. So grab that cup of coffee, put your feet up, and get ready for some awesome conversation. Good morning, Leanne. Welcome to the Raising Karen podcast.
Good morning. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we are so happy to have you here as well. Guys, Leanne Pierce is part of PRETS, which stands for Pre-Employment Transition Services. And she is here with us today to tell us more about the service. Leanne, take it away.
Hey, so Pre-Employment Transition Services is one of those great kept secrets. And what we do is we help students ages 14 to 22. They are all in school. It doesn't matter if it's a high school, a public, a private school, a homeschool, even to an extent in college. It's going to kind of be dependent. But usually if they are in school between the ages of 14 and 22 and they have some sort of diagnosis, it can be anything from ADD, ADHD, anxiety, depression. We know that those numbers are rising. So I want to make sure that you know if you have a child with anxiety and depression, they are eligible for this program. We have to have some sort of medical records, IEP 504, medical records from a doctor, but they can get pre-employment transition services or PRETS. These are services that partly could be just, what do you do when you grow up? You know, what do you want to be? Let's talk about jobs. Let's talk about what are you going to do with life after high school? Are you going to go to college? Are you going to go to TCAT? What does that life look like? And it's also things like advocating for yourself and knowing about your disability. One of the things that, so I've been in PRETS now for around 7-8 years. And one of the things that I see a lot of is parents not realizing that when that child graduates from high school and exits, that IEP is no more. That IEP does not follow you to a job. It doesn't follow you to college. So how do you get those services that are needed in college? Because they didn't just magically stop needing them. And so we can help you talk about advocating for yourself and talking with the Students with Disabilities Office at the colleges. We have all kinds of services, budgeting, cleaning. I mean, I know it sounds horrible, but sweeping your floor at home, you're going to sweep your floor at work too. It's all part of it. But it even could be things talking about how to do laundry, bathing. There's all so much that is wrapped up in the PRETS program. And I'm thrilled to be able to answer questions of any sort or fashion if anybody has them.
Leanne, this is where I need better understanding.
Okay.
Where does PRETS lie within the VR umbrella? Can you just let parents know a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So very common question. It's incredibly, we get it a lot. So there's the big VR umbrella. And under that umbrella is different programs. And so, of course, we're under the Department of Human Services program. And so underneath that, underneath VR, you have PRETS, But you also have other programs like independent living. So if you have someone who's older, who maybe has lost their vision, they can help them with some just daily living aids. It could be a large clock. It could be, and I'm going to go old school. It could be like a book on tape, something along those lines. And so that's one of the programs. TBE is another program. That's the Tennessee Business Enterprises program. They help blind vendors. So there are people who are blind, but if you've been to a rest stop in Tennessee, and you've pulled something out of a vending machine, those vending machines are run by our blind vendor program, TBE. And then you've got VR, which is the program that a lot of folks think about, which is the we're going to help folks get a job. Now, pre-eds and VR work very close together. So we start at age 14, usually have that student 4, 5, 6 years. It just depends upon each person. But typically that year before they exit high school, it could be they exit high school their senior year because they're going to college. Or Tennessee has the ability for students who have a special ed diploma to come back until they're age 22. And so it may be that they're 21, 22 years old when they're going to exit. So there's kind of two areas of exiting there. But what we do is we talk with them about VR. We talk with them about life after high school. And we say, hey, VR could potentially help you go and get a job. So then we link them up. So we in pre-ets help make that student the best employee possible or get them ready for that life after high school, even if it is going home, even if it is doing stuff at home. VR, though, picks up there and they're like, okay, we're going to help you maybe go to college. We're going to help you maybe go to TCAT, but we're going to help you find a job. I get them job ready. VR helps pick them up and takes them and find that job.
Awesome. That I think that expansion really helps. Yeah.
I was going to say, so we're kind of like student model over here and they're the adult model.
First of all, I'm so excited because we are working together with VR and pre-eds on bringing a community resource event on the 28th of March. So if you are in Dyersburg, Tennessee, please drop by between 5 and 7 p.m. to meet with Leanne, to meet with Ashley, Donna, and
the entire VR team.
There's so many of us.
There's so many of us that do so much. We're going to have folks from our community services unit, which go out into the community and help provide like these job skills and that kind of thing that we're talking about for adults even. It's not just I'm not a kid, I can't come. There's going to be so much there. In addition to all the other vendors, I'm incredibly excited about that.
Okay. How does VET start? How does that get initiated?
Another great question. We get it quite a bit. So usually it starts with the school system. We go into the schools, we talk about pre-ets, and we have to be invited into the schools. It's not a mandated program. So it's one of those cases the schools allow us to help with their transition. And so what we have is we have a very simple one-page permission slip that a parent would sign. Name, address, phone number, basic demographic information. We do require something that shows a disability, an IEP, a 504, medical records from a doctor, something. And it does have to be recent. So if you have an IEP that's way back in, 2008, we're going to need something a little bit more recent. It may be at that point that we need medical records from a doctor that shows, hey, this is a disability that they have. And the diagnosis is the key because you might think a disability is, well, I don't have a disability. But remember, I talked about students nowadays, especially that anxiety and depression is skyrocketing. In the 7, 8 years I've been working with pre-eds, it's amazing how those numbers have gone up. And so that can be considered a disability. So even if it's just something simple. And I know that anxiety and depression are not simple, people don't think about that as being a disability, but it can be. What they would do is they would just get a permission slip. They are also on our website, and I can be happy to give you the website information to be able to go. You can pull them off, and then you can just email them in, bring them to a local DHS office. We have DHS offices all across the county, and all across the state, and those county offices do know about VR. And so we can get them that way. But it also just is very simple, can go through your school. If your school doesn't have it and you want it, what we can also do is we can also work with you on an individual kind of basis after school hours, getting your student those services. So let's say that you're at Pierce's High School and Pierce's High School doesn't have pre-eds and they don't want it. They say, we're doing our transition program. Great. We don't have the ability. Then what they can do is that we can work with you after school hours to get those extra services. It's all free. There is no cost. And most of our schools like it. So there's not usually a whole lot of after school hours needed. Most of the schools like it.
How can pre-eds be utilized for our students with ADHD, anxiety, and depression?
Absolutely. So, and I think when you think so much about, well, how is it going to be related to your disability? Pull it back. And how is it going to just relate to that student? So what we do is we help people just think about jobs and careers. So I can tell you at 14, I was going to be something completely different than what I'm doing right now. And I think we all kind of were like, oh, yeah, that's me too. And even once we get to be seniors, we're like, oh, I'm going to go off and I'm going to be a doctor. I am obviously not a doctor because I am here. But it's talking about jobs and talking about careers and talking about, is it going to be a good fit? Do you have that, that ability? I had a teacher actually tell me several years ago when I first started working with pre-eds that he tells his students, figure out the worst day on the job. You figure out that worst day on the job and figure out if you can do it. And then you know if you can do the job. So for a NICU nurse, the worst day on the job is the day that you lose the baby. That's not a job I can do. I can go ahead and tell you that right now. That's not a job that I can do. If you are a surgeon, the worst day on the job is the day that you have to tell somebody, I'm sorry. That's not a job I can do. And that's what we try to teach our students is, okay, so what is the job? You want to be an accountant. Okay. Is the worst day on the job on, what's the last day of tax day? Everybody dumps your taxes on you at once. Can you do that job? Again, I can't be an accountant. I can't math my way out of a paper sack. But for me, the worst day on the job is when I feel like maybe I failed a student or there's a parent that needed something and I can't get it for them. I can't help them with whatever it is they need. Can I live with that? A lot of days it's hard, but that's the day that I know that I can do this job. Because even though I failed, or I feel like I failed, because I didn't help somebody with something they needed, on the whole, though, I can maybe get them to somebody who maybe can help them, or I can help somebody else and try to figure it. And that's the hard one for us is, what's the worst day on your job? Can you do it? The other thing we talk about is what does this look like? So you've got some kids that are, I am not going to college, not doing it. But then they wanted to be something that they need to go to college for. So it's that whole, okay, you want to be a doctor for say, but you don't want to go to college. I'm going ahead and letting you know, I'm not letting you diagnose me without you having some med school. Just letting you know that. But it's that talking through them and go, okay, you don't want to go to school. So do you need to take like a semester break? Do you need to take a couple of months? How much does it mean to you though, to want to go and be a doctor? Okay. So you just don't want to go to school. So then it's, let's look at something else in the medical field. Are you willing to do X, Y, or Z that has no schooling? Well, what has no schooling in the medical field? Well, it may just be that they work in an office. It may be that they work at the front desk at an office, and it may be something like that. So sometimes it's just changing those conversations, figuring out what it is that a student wants to be, but they don't want to go to school, or maybe they can't go to school, figuring that out. And so a lot of times that's what we do. We also do, we also help students learn budgeting and learning how to work a budget, basic meal prep. As much as I would love to eat out lunch every day, my wallet tells me, no, Leanne, you're eating a sandwich today. But it's also things like, let's cook. And I love because we have so much that goes on across the state. Every school system is a little different. Every person that works with our folks are different. It might be okay, we're going to plan a meal for four people. What meal are you planning? And then you throw, it's kind of like guys' grocery games. They throw a kink in the works. Yeah. Okay. You only have, $3.42. Okay. For us though, it might be you have $18.32. I don't know that I could plan a meal for $4. But it's that changing that thought process, helping them learn to use the skills that we have on our phones and that kind of thing that we use every day and helping them look at that. So some of our folks take the students to grocery stores and they walk through and they plan the meal and they look and they study the tags and they talk about, okay, we need 30 ounces of tomato sauce to make chili. Let's look at the cans and let's figure out what is the best bang for our buck. And then we also come in and we had a great resource fair in the lower part of West Tennessee back in December, where we had around 40 different vendors that came in. Sometimes it's just giving the resources to our community. We've got another one coming up in Benton County on the 1st, and it's going to be in the schools. So every 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grader is going to get to attend. And we've got around 30 or 40, I'm not entirely sure, different people coming in just to talk about what they do. And so for us, Priets looks different everywhere. And that's the great thing I love about it, is because we can do so much with it and still talk with the kids about, you know, life, just life in general. And if you've got, you know, if you all are interested, if you're a school employee that's interested in having an event or something like that, come and talk with me. If you got an idea, I love it, because I love to see how can we fit ideas in to make things happen for our students.
That's amazing, Leanne. That's amazing that we have this resource available. And this is the thing, guys. Resources are available and are meant to be used. So
yes,
please think of vocational rehab as a huge help, as a huge bridge to life after school. And that's the intent that I see it, or the lens that I see it with, and signing up for pre-eds and VR once your child 14 actually opens up a lot of opportunities as far as post-secondary education, resources, right. And just even, I don't know whether you would necessarily use the term guidance counseling, but
there, it's almost like a career counseling, because we did, we worked with careers. And so it's that moving them towards a career, and it may be helping build those supports. So for me, you know, the resource fair that I talked about, we did in December, we had something for babies. We literally had somebody who was the first year to come in from a local hospital. They had a brand new program, and then we moved up and we had things for kids, and we had stuff for teens, and we had stuff for adults and stuff for seniors. And that's the thing, is there's so many resources out there. It's a matter of asking, you know, it's a, hey, I've got a need. Well, I may not know it. I may not have the ability to know it, but I may know somebody who, you know what though? I know somebody who works with that. Let me go in and talk with them. And so, and that's the thing though, is it may just be, hey, I want to get a job in X, but here's where I'm at today. This is what my need is right now. And I'd like to do this, but I'm stuck at this wall. It may be that you just kind of see if we can help get you past the wall.
Well, Leanne, I look forward to seeing you on the 28th. Are there any words that you would like to end off with today before we sign off?
I am just thrilled to be here. I'm so excited to be able to do this podcast. I'll be honest, it's my first one. So I'm like, yay, it's great. But if somebody has a question, or if somebody has a, hey, I want more information, please, please don't hesitate. Or if you heard something and you're like, wait, I want to know a bit more. I love questions. Please feel free to send them in. Either send them, I guess, to you all, and then y'all can get them to me. How do you want to do this one?
If you're comfortable with giving your email, that might be
absolutely
a direct connection.
Yeah. So if you've got a question or you just want to know some more information, my email is leanne.pierce@tn.gov. Leanne is L-E-E-A-N-N-E. A lot of E's and a lot of N's. So leanne.pierce. pierce@tn.gov. Please send them to me. I love questions, and I'm so excited.
All right. Well, listen, you have an amazing day, and thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening along on the podcast today. We highly appreciate you leaving a rate and review on your podcast platform so that others searching for this information can find it.
If you are in Dyersburg, Tennessee on March the 28th, do stop by to see us at Vocational Rehab from 5 to 7 p.m. We have over 20 exhibitors that will be coming to join us, as well as to have conversations and network with friends. If you would like to know more about pre-EDS and vocational rehab, do check out the Tennessee Department of Human Services website. Until we see you all the next time, as always, remember, get to the top of your mountain. This is Marsh Naidu signing off.